Penguin Audio presents The Awakening by Christine Feehan, read by Allison Cruz. Chapter 1. The warm wind gently carried the message through the lush vegetation of the rainforest, traveled high into the dense canopy that shrouded the jungle in mystery. Wild honeybees built combs just beneath the crown, out of reach of most of the animals. If they heard the wind whispering, they ignored the tales and went about their business. Birds of every kind, parrots clothed in a riot of color, helmeted hornbills and falcons, picked up the gossip and conveyed it swiftly on bright wings, shrieking with delight throughout the forest. Noisy troops of long-tailed macaques, gibbons, and leaf-eating monkeys heard and leapt from branch to branch joyfully, shouting with anticipation. The orangutans moved cautiously through the trees in search of ripe fruit, edible leaves, and flowers, maintaining dignity in all the fuss. Before long, the news was everywhere. There were few secrets in the community, and everyone had been waiting with concern. He heard the news long before her scent reached him. Brant Talbot shrank into the heavy vegetation, his chest tight and his body taut with sudden anticipation. She was here at long last, in his domain, within his grasp. It had been a long hunt to find her, nearly impossible, yet he had managed it. He had deliberately lured her to his lair, and she had come. He was so close, he had to use iron self-control to keep from moving too quickly. He couldn't spook her, couldn't tip his hand, allow her to realize for one moment that the net was closing around her. It was essential to close every avenue, drive her to the center of his domain, and cut off each escape route. His strategy had been planned for years. He had had time to plan while he searched the world for her, while he reviewed every document in his hunt for his prey. When he was certain he had the right woman, the one woman, he put his plan into action using his lawyer to draw her into the rainforest, into his territory. He moved swiftly through the thick fauna, silently but quickly, effortlessly leaping over fallen trees as he made his way toward the outer edges of the jungle. A rhinoceros grunted nearby. Deer scrambled in fear as they caught his scent. Smaller animals scurried out of his way, and birds fell quiet at his approach. The monkeys retreated to the higher reaches of the canopy, but they too remained hushed, not daring to raise his ire as he passed beneath them. This was his kingdom, and he seldom flaunted his power, but every species was aware interference would not be tolerated. Without his constant vigilance and his continual care, their world would soon disappear. He watched over and protected them, and asked little in return. Now he demanded complete cooperation. Death would come silently and swiftly to any who dared defy him. Everything was different the moment Maggie Odessa set foot into the jungle. She was different. She felt it. Where the heat on the coast had been oppressive, stifling, within the forest, that same heat seemed to envelop her in a strange, perfumed world. With each step that took her into the deeper interior, she became more aware, more alert, as if awakening from a dream world. Her hearing was much more acute. She could hear separate insects, identify the trilling sounds of birds, the cries of monkeys. She heard the wind rustling in the branches overhead, and small animals scurrying among the leaves. It was strange, yet exhilarating. When Maggie had first learned of her inheritance, she had thought to sell it off without seeing it, out of respect for her adoptive mother. Jane Odessa had been adamant that Maggie never enter the rainforest. Jane had been frightened by the very idea of it, repeatedly begging Maggie to promise that she would never put herself at risk. Maggie loved her adoptive mother and didn't want to go against her wishes, but after Jane's death, a lawyer had contacted Maggie to inform her that she was the daughter of a wealthy couple, naturalists, who had died violently when she was a child, and that she had inherited their estate.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?